The increased amount of television advertising aimed at young consumers has led some parents to question whether such targeting has negative consequences. Kathy Chen is a concerned mother of three young children. She recently started a parents' network that is advocating for constraints on advertisements aimed at children. Chen's personal concern is that advertising to children is unethical because it causes children to nag their parents for products, harming parent-child relations. Kathy Chen also believes that these ads make children feel that they are not socially acceptable if they don't have a certain product. Children then pester their parents to buy the product for them. On another level, Chen argues that we should not simply accept that all children are necessarily little consumers. While it benefits major corporations when everyone has been trained from the cradle to consume commercial products, we end up with a society driven by short-term desire and greed. Ralph Greenman, CEO of a large advertising company, disagrees. According to Greenman, children who nag are simply a result of poor parenting. Greenman believes that it is the responsibility of the parent to decide what products to purchase. Furthermore, Greenman argues that advertisements don't make kids feel inferior, but instead help children to fit in with their peers and have good social relations by sharing common styles and products. Does advertising create a greedy society? Greenman is adamant that it does not. Advertising is about informing and providing people and, yes, children, with choices. With choice comes freedom, and our society is a free society. Greenman also points out that it is not in the public interest to ban children's ads, because this would reduce the diversity of children's programs on TV. Advertisements are how most TV stations receive funding. If ads to children were to be banned, then children's programs would be greatly reduced in quality and quantity. Greenman says that state broadcasters who are not dependent on advertising revenue would benefit from such a ban, but this would result in a more limited selection from other channels. Kathy Chen disagrees. Reducing advertising, she argues, would reduce the quantity of children's programs, but it would increase the quality. If private corporations weren't producing such programs, high-quality, publicly funded educational programs would become more popular.